Here in the U.S., one hot-button issue is Iraq, especially in this election year. No policy of the Bush administration has brought more criticism from the Democratic challengers or caused such divisions among them. And no policy is harder to predict in terms of its success or failure in the months ahead. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on how the presidential hopefuls are grasping the nettle of Iraq.
When it comes to the war in Iraq, the spectrum among Democrats runs from Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who calls it wrong, to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who calls it necessary. Several of the candidates have made the war the centerpiece of their campaign against President Bush, including Wesley Clark, the former commander of NATO, and Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, who has become an anti-war hero.
Howard Dean is committed to fighting terrorism and protecting our national security. But Howard Dean opposed the war in Iraq from the beginning. He believes it's time we had a foreign policy consistent with American values. And it's time to restore...
Thomas Patterson, professor of media and politics at Harvard, analyzes this Dean ad frame by frame, noting how it contrasts Dean with his Democratic rivals, as well as with the president.
He misled the nation about weapons of mass destruction, and we went to war when we shouldn't have.
This is Bush in the backdrop, and he's not looking squarely at the camera, so he's not looking the people in the eye. And then the message is he misled us about weapons of mass destruction.
Howard Dean is committed to fighting terrorism and protecting our national security.
This transition is from George Bush to Howard Dean. It's essentially building Dean up as the alternative foreign policy leader.
But Howard Dean opposed the war in Iraq from the beginning.
What he's doing here is saying, I've been consistent on this issue. I was opposed to it from the beginning. And then implicitly, my opponents were not.
Patterson says all the Democratic contenders face the same three-way challenge: resonate with voters, contrast with the president, and stand out from the pack of other Democrats. Clark tries to do this by focusing in on the Iraq war and describing in detail how he would do it differently. Here he spoke with All Things Considered about turning over the government to Iraqis.
There are locally elected councils. They can send representatives, democratically selected, to Baghdad and constitute an indirectly elected central government. They can be given a staff. They can be given information. They can begin to exercise their authority as they write a constitution.
Missouri Congressman Richard Gebhardt pulls back to take a wide view of the war.
This is a world problem we face, not just an American problem, and it deserves a world solution. And it has been very frustrating that the president has not been able to get the cooperation and help of the whole world in doing this.
And Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman highlights his stance with hard shots at Deans.
If Howard Dean had his way, Saddam Hussein would be in power today, not in prison where he belongs.
Lieberman has distinguished himself among the candidates by fully backing the war, telling a newspaper at one point, quote, I don't want there to be an inch of difference between me and the president on this war, unquote. Lieberman does join all the other candidates in one criticism of President Bush, saying he should have built a stronger coalition of allies before attacking Iraq. In their campaign speeches, all of the candidates have favored increased involvement of the United Nations or NATO or both in the war. But the consensus stops there. Democrats have spent as much time chopping at each other's Iraq plans as they have the president's. A major point of attack has been consistency on the war, a big vulnerability for candidates who are members of Congress and had to vote on the issue. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and North Carolina Senator John Edwards both voted to authorize the war in the fall of 2002, but then voted against more funding for it in the fall of 2003.
What I have done has been completely consistent.
Edwards gives this rationale for voting yes on the war.
I thought Saddam Hussein was a serious threat and one that needed to be dealt with.
And this reason for voting no on the money to continue it.
I thought it was critically important that I stand up and say this policy is not working, it needs to be changed, and it needs to be an international effort.
Both Lieberman and Missouri Congressman Dick Ephardt voted yes on the war authorization and yes on the funding, and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich voted no on both. Howard Dean, Wesley Clark, and Al Sharpton have never faced an up or down vote on the issue, though that doesn't stop the other candidates from picking apart their statements on the war as well. And in the wings waits the president, the commander-in-chief, whose term in office will be largely defined by what happens in Iraq. With the capture of Saddam Hussein, the news there took a turn in the president's favor, but that may not be the last turn. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.